You're listening to the Christian Music Podcast.
Hello, I'm Surgeon, and this is the Christian Music Podcast. Let's kick things off with a song by Linda Clark. It is called New Beginnings. I hope you like it.
Behold, I'm new in Christ today. New beginnings. New beginnings. All things have passed away. Behold, I'm new in Christ today. I'm new in Christ. This is my new. Away, new beginning.
and he stilled the raging waves to a whisper. They were hushed, so I will give thanks to the Lord. His love endures forevermore. All gone, melted down, I staggered round, and the land was pools of dust. Then he lifted me from need. So I'll give thanks to the Lord.
You just heard from Linda Clark with New Beginnings, Judah Call with Sons and Daughters, and John Saccombe with I Will Give Thanks. We like to assign names and titles to everything. In fact, one of Adam's first duties was to assign the creatures of the earth names. Names help us to identify, individualize, and categorize people, places, and things. Every human is given a name when they are born, and oftentimes, the name they are given has a meaning that goes beyond simple identification. People may have been named after someone, their name may reflect the time of year they were born, or their name may reflect an emotion or an expectation. But in most every culture, names are important. Names are important to God as well. He changed Abram's name to Abraham, he changed Sarai's name to Sarah, and he changed Jacob's name to Israel. But there is one of whom no name can do them justice. No name or title could adequately quantify or even identify who they are. And that person is God. He has allowed us to address him using names and titles, but I believe that that is only because we need names to make sense of our world. But if that weren't the case, I'm convinced that God would not have a name, because no name is worthy of who he is. I believe this because of how God addressed Moses before sending him to Egypt as an instrument to free the Israelites. In Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, it says, God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. When God was making a covenant with Abraham, to bind that covenant, he swore by himself that he would hold up his end of the bargain because there was no one higher to swear by. Similarly, when God revealed himself to Moses, he knew that everyone would want to refer to him by name. So he began by revealing himself as I am who I am, because I believe there was no name, word, or title that would be adequate. However, because it is human nature to make sense of our world by referring to things by name, God ultimately decided to identify himself as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. It is a long title to be sure, but unlike other titles, it doesn't detract from who he is. Today, we call God by many names, Yahweh, God the Father, God Almighty, and dozens more, most of which attempt to highlight one of his many attributes. But no one phrase or word, not even God, can adequately reflect him. He said the name the Israelites were to use in reference to him forever was the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. If anything, this title left no question as to which God it was referring to. With this title, we will not confuse him with the hundreds of gods that were worshipped at the time. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob worshipped only one God and no other. And that is the God we worship today. Well, let's head on to our next song. It is by Jovian Jimenez, and it is called The Cross. I hope you like it.
But I'm still here. Mega Production, baby.
With another temptation.
Yeah. What you gonna say when the devil in your face?
With another temptation.
Like the prey, leash your temptation. Find the word of God in your heart with a lot of patience. You're gonna need the whole armor of God if you don't wanna fall short to the evil fry. Yeah. It's time to rise up to the battle against the enemy. Let's follow Jesus' example. He's the real king to defeat the devil's evil temptations. Use the word of God. It is written for salvation. It is written when he tempts you to fornicate. It is written when he tempts you to masturbate. It is written when he tells you to steal. It is written when he tries to get you to kill. You better learn how to use the holy sword of God. It cuts that devil evil spirit when he tempts you to cry. Now rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's obey the God of heaven. He paid the price.
What you gonna do when the devil comes to you? With another temptation.
Yeah.
What you gonna say when the devil in your face?
With another temptation.
Now what you gonna do? You already sleeping. This ain't no game or joke. You need to pay close attention. Do you have your armor on yet? If not, it's past time to get the spiritual outfit. The helmet of salvation, a breastplate of righteousness. This temptation, we gotta fight against this evil myth. Yeah. The girdle of truth and the sandals of peace. With God on your side, you can only increase. The shield of faith and the sword of the spirit. Quote that word out loud so the devil can hear. Read Ephesians chapter 6 for full details.
Yeah.
When you get with God's team, you can never fail. You gotta fight like Jesus fought. Read Matthew chapter 4, he made the devil halt. You can't stand against this for long. Get on your knees and dial up God on your prayer phone.
What you gonna do when the devil comes to you? With another temptation.
Yeah.
What you gonna say when the devil in your face? With another temptation.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
What you gonna do when the devil comes to you? With another temptation. What you gonna say when the devil in your face?
In that last set, you heard from Jovian Jimenez with The Cross and Lil Sangsta with Another Temptation. Well, I hope you enjoyed the songs in this episode of the Christian Music Podcast and remember the portion of scripture that I shared. Today, few of us refer to God as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. We don't even refer to him as I Am. I suspect that that is because our culture and our world worships fewer gods, so there is less of a need to differentiate between our God and others. In America, when someone refers to God, they are typically referring to the God of Christianity, but that isn't certain. So maybe it would do us well to refer to him as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob once again. In our culture, I believe the word God is used too flippantly and oftentimes irreverently. For some, the name God may not even refer to the Christian God. It may only refer to a higher power. So, if we use the title he shared with Moses, at least there wouldn't be any doubt as to the God we are referring to. Nevertheless, I believe that whatever name is used to refer to the God of the Bible falls short of who God really is. If you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, I'd love to pray for you. It could be anything, big or small. If it's important to you, then it's important to God. Just email your prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com and put the words prayer request in the subject line, and I promise I'll be in prayer for you. That's writecmv@hotmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Well, let's head on to our last song by LJ. It is called Never Forsaken. See you next time.
He always been there for me. He always been there for me. He always been there for me.
It's from the heart.
He always been there for me. He always been there for me.
Never forsaken, man.
He always been there for me. He always been there for me.
We ain't finished yet.
He always been there for me.
He always been there for me, through my good and bad. He always been there for me when I was down on my last. He never switched up for me like my homies did in the past. You know that's facts, I thank him for every blessing I had. He always been there for me, through my good and bad. He always been there for me when I was down on my last. He never switched up for me like some people did in the past. You know that's facts, I thank him for every blessing I had. I'm thinking back all the times he was there for me and my family. You won't understand unless you meet. Every day I wake, yeah, I gotta drop down to my knees. I gotta thank him for another day others don't see. RP my people I don't see, wish we could just speak. But I know y'all angels and y'all watching and protecting me. But I gotta keep going, keep them demons far away from me. They try to bring me down, but I keep fighting. I won't give up, cause if I give up, that might be the day I was looking for. That's why I don't give up. Better days, yeah, it's coming up. I just keep on grinding, keep God first in this second, fam. Yeah, that's been my dream since I was younger. I still see it, man. That's why I don't give up. Better days, yeah, it's coming up. I just keep on grinding, keep God first in the second, fam. This been my dream since I was younger. I still see it, man. This been my dream since I was younger. I believe it, man. He always been there for me, through my good and bad. He always been there for me when I was down on my last. He never switched up for me like my homies did in the past. You know that's facts, I thank him for every blessing I had. He always been there for me, through my good and bad. He always been there for me when I was down on my last. He never switched up on me like some people did in the past. You know that's facts, I thank him for every blessing I had. Every blessing they don't know, they don't feel my pain. I could be dead in the coffin, no behind them chains. But without God, ain't no telling what would happen. That's why I thank him for being here, my family feel no pain. Ain't no more suffering, better life coming, yeah, I see it, man. That's what I told my little brothers and cousins and aunties. We gotta stay focused, gotta keep faith, it's just beginning. I had to cut some people off, they was fake as a friend. And God showed me right, loyal people, all they do is win. And every system I've been taking off, chasing my dreams. But people still talking down, they hating on the team. It's in my weapon for we till I die, man, what you mean? And Hollywood be the label, shout out Prodigal Son. He the one that put me in the game and I'm running it up. God put us in his path, man, for a reason. So the devil can't stop us, we winning every season.
He always been there for me, through my good and bad. He always been there for me when I was down on my last. He never switched up on me like my homies did in the past. You know that's facts, I thank him for every blessing I had. He always been there for me, through my good and bad. He always been there for me when I was down on my last. He never switched up on me like some people did in the past. You know that's facts, I thank him for every blessing I had. He always been there for me, through my good and bad. He always been there for me when I was down on my last. He never switched up on me like my homies did in the past. You know that's facts, I thank him for every blessing I had. He always been there for me, through my good and bad. He always been there for me when I was down on my last. He never switched up on me like some people did in the past. You know that's facts, I thank him for every blessing I had.
Every blessing, man, he always been there for me, man. Through the good and bad, you know. Through the worst times, I never thought I'd ever get through it. When I wanted to give up, man, I never gave up, man. I just kept my head forward. Keep pushing, keep moving, man, you know. Never forsaken, man, it's from the heart.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Christian Music Podcast. Be sure to visit ktfproductions.com and click on the Christian Music Podcast link for a complete song playlist for this episode. Also, visit if you've produced a Christian song that you own the rights to and would like to submit it for possible inclusion on future episodes of the Christian Music Podcast. Links to this and more can be found at ktfproductions.com. The Christian Music Podcast is produced by KTF Productions. All songs are used by permission. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
Forever.